The following program is sponsored by Retirement Solutions Group.
Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. Any references to protection benefits or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Our firm may be able to identify potential retirement income gaps and may introduce insurance products like annuities as a potential solution. Talk to your financial professional and your tax advisor about how Social Security benefits can fit into a complete retirement income strategy. Financial professionals are able to provide you with information but not guidance or advice related to Social Security benefits. Alan Becker is an investment advisor representative and insurance professional with Retirement Solutions Group. Retirement Solutions Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day, using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker and the Retirement News Network's Megan Mozak. Alan is the president and CEO of the Retirement Solutions Group. With more than 18 years of financial experience, Alan and his team will help preserve and maintain his clients' way of life and the legacy they leave behind. This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, Megan Mozak here from the Retirement News Network, and I'm joined by Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. We're glad to have you here on the program with us. You can reach out to Alan at any point during our program if you have a question or if you're ready to get serious about a plan for retirement. You can reach out at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. Well, you know, it's not uncommon for people to sometimes stretch the truth when it comes to their age, right? There's a chance you probably have done that. The reality is when the candles on the birthday cake hit a certain number, we're sometimes tempted to stop counting because all it does is remind us that we're not getting any younger. On our show today, we're going to explain exactly which birthdays you need to circle on your calendar as you plan for retirement. And Alan, I want to ask you, why are these dates so important? What kind of choices are they presenting?
Megan, always a pleasure to be here. You know, we're talking about dates and time, and there's just certain milestones that we all reach that we have to address certain issues. So whether it's the 50s, 60s, 70s, as we get older, we've got to look at certain times, from Medicare planning and when to start taking money out of our IRAs or putting money into our IRAs. There's just so many decisions that can affect us, and it's something that can not only affect us, I guess, but also our spouses and our kids. So we really have to take these dates into consideration.
Okay, so we're talking about dates that correspond with when to take Social Security, putting money in your 401k or IRA. These are dates that really carry a lot of weight for people who are in retirement or maybe they're headed into retirement. So I thought, Alan, if it's cool with you, we could just take it chronologically. We could start with all the important dates first for people who are in their 50s. So what birth dates do you think they should be highlighting?
Yeah, you know, when we talk about the 50s, the first date that I want everybody to circle on their calendar is when you turn 50. You know, I'm 43, so I remember turning 40 and everybody said that's when you go over the hill. But these dates are actual real times that are chronologically something major happens. So when we turn 50 and we're adding to our IRAs, 401ks, plans that we're building for retirement, we get what's called catch-up provisions. And these help us to really build for retirement. And a few weeks ago, we talked about being in the sandwich generation. And what that would entail is maybe having children still in the house or possibly helping out with adult parents or grandparents. Now, that plays into this real well, because when we're talking about having kids in the house, a lot of people are starting later in life having children. I caught something in the news just recently that the average age for a lady to have a child today is 28. So more kids are being born by older parents. Therefore, people are waiting longer. And if you, you know, do the math there, there's going to be a lot more people that are going to be empty nesters later in life. And that's exactly what this catch-up provision is for, is to take those people that now have more spare capital or less time to get to retirement and give them the ability to turbocharge the retirement, so to speak. For example, if you've got a 401k, a 403b, or a 457 retirement plan, and you know, if you haven't heard of one of those, it probably doesn't apply to you. So for example, typically a 401k is what most people have, but a 403b might be for a teacher or somebody in the medical profession might use the 457. So there's a lot of different numbered plans out there, but they all work very similarly. So if you have one of those plans that work, typically you only put in $18,000 a year, but once you hit 50, you're able to put an extra $6,000 in there or $24,000 a year. Now, if you have a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA and your income is such where you are able to add to those, then you can put away an extra $1,000 a year. That gives you $6,500 as your limit. So traditionally under age 50, it's only $5,500. You know, we have our proprietary roundtable retirement process that we put together for our clients each and every day. And I want to offer one of these roundtable retirement portfolio reviews for the next 10 callers on today's show. Call me at 913-685-9422 to get this financial analysis. I mean, have you had the ability or taken the time to have a fiduciary do a customized assessment of your situation to help you not only to retirement, but through retirement? Well, we're going to do that for you at no cost and no obligation. So call me now, 913-685-9422. Get your customized roundtable retirement process today. Next 10 callers, 913-685-9422.
And you can find out more about Alan and the great team at Retirement Solutions Group by visiting their website. It's brand new. So make sure you head on over to RetireRightKC.com. Again, that's RetireRightKC.com. You can find out about Alan's ongoing dinner workshops. These are great events, really entertaining and informative. Share a great meal with Alan at one of our local restaurants here in the Kansas City area. And you can also meet some like-minded retirees just like yourself and find out about Alan's philosophy for generating income in retirement. So to find out more, to get registered, go to RetireRightKC.com. So Alan, are there other birth dates out there that people who are in their 50s should circle, should be aware of?
I'm going to start with your wife's birthday, because if you miss that, you're in trouble.
That's a good one. And your husband's too.
Yeah, I have to choose on the other foot on that one. Yes. But if we're talking about retirement planning, I think that applies, because in my world, happy wife, happy life. And, you know, you can be right or you can be happy. But more specifically to what we're talking about, you know, the age where the restrictions around taking early withdrawals start to loosen up, that's, you know, like in our 401k, that starts at around 55. So what I'm referring to is if you still have your money in the 401k, and this is very important. So if you've moved it to an IRA, like if you've had separation of service, you no longer work at that company and you've moved the money, this doesn't apply. It must still be sitting in the 401k. But if it is, and you're age 55 and you retire or leave that employer, you have the ability to start a distribution plan and you'll pay ordinary income taxes, but you will not have to pay an IRS penalty for early distribution, because typically 59 and a half is the magic number. So to be very clear, if you're still in the 401k at 55 and you'd like to retire, or for some reason you leave that job and would like to take income off of that, it does come in as ordinary income, but you do avoid the IRS penalty of taking money prior to 59 and a half. So age 55 is also when we qualify for another catch-up provision. And this one only applies to your HSA or health savings accounts. HSAs are tax efficient accounts that a person can put money into and pay their deductibles and medical expenses out of them. So starting when we turn 55, we can add more money for our individual or family plans. And that's an extra $1,000 annually to the HSA. So that's above the established IRS guidelines, and still enjoy those tax benefits. So these are basically IRAs for our healthcare, and they work very good. And they give, you know, medical expenses tend to be more as we get older. We see the doctors more, we do more tests. So they give us a little extra to put into those plans. And that's just a nice way to add more money and not pay taxes on it now, One other date in the 50s that we need to touch on is the 59.5. And 59.5 is when you can start taking money from a qualified plan. So if you've separated service and it's in an IRA, you're able to take money out at 59.5 with no IRS penalty. Or some companies have the ability to do what's called a non-hardship in-service transfer. I know that's a mouthful, but a very important one. 90% of your businesses out there allow you to do this. So let's break it down. It's non-hardship, so you're not in trouble. There's no issues. You're in service, so you still work there, and it's a transfer. It gives you the ability as you get into the red zone of retirement, which means you have 2 to 5 years until you retire. So an employer doesn't want the risk of a market correction or something happening, and therefore you have to keep working or can't retire. And technically the 401k plan would have to shoulder the burden potentially of that correction if they don't allow you the option of you doing a non-hardship in service transfer, at least having a safe haven that you can use to lower risk. So 59.5 is a very important date to start looking at some of those options.
So Alan, what penalties apply if you don't follow these distribution rules with your IRA?
Well, that's that 59.5 rule where if you take money prior to that, and it's not for one of five specific rules. In other words, IRS rules allow penalty-free, or not income tax-free, but penalty-free withdrawals from your IRA for higher education, medical expenses, first-time home purchase, some health costs, and if you're unemployed, they will give you the ability to get some of the money out without paying any penalties. But after 59.5, you can do whatever you want. There's no limitations as far as, well, if I'm taking money out of my IRA, I can't take money out of, or I can't earn as much like with Social Security. No, you can take whatever you want out, just comes in as ordinary income, you've got to pay the taxes. But these are very important decisions and they can affect you for a lifetime. So really important to talk to a properly licensed financial professional. If you're nearing or already in retirement, the topics of today have got to be hitting you just like right there. You need to address these types of concerns. And that's what we do each and every day is we help you with our roundtable retirement process, addressing your concerns, your numbers, no cookie cutter, off the shelf type situation. These are your numbers, your information. What we do is we figure out what it is that you plan to spend in retirement for your needs and your wants, figure out inflation, look at all of the different pieces, and help you with a blueprint to get you not only to retirement, but through retirement. We do this at no cost and no obligation, but it's something that is worth its weight in gold. So if you're one of the next 10 callers at 913-685-9422, we're going to give you a roundtable retirement view at absolutely no cost, no obligation. Call now, 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422.
Well, there are big financial decisions tied to certain ages throughout retirement. Alan outlines key financial and retirement age milestones and birthdays in your 60s. That's coming up next.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Whether you're approaching retirement or already retired, transitioning into retirement can be a daunting thought. Where will you get income? What if the market drops? How should you take Social Security? Join the team from Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments for a discussion about these factors and more. All while Retirement Solutions Group treats you to a complimentary dinner at Rye Restaurant in Leawood. You pick the date, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, June 13th or Thursday, June 15th at Rye Restaurant in Leawood. Reservations are required, so call 913-685-9422 to reserve your seat today. That's 913-685-9422. Seating is limited, so call now to learn more about these events and how you can attend. Retirement Solutions Group, 913-685-9422, or online at retirerightkc.com. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network here with Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. Alan can help you build the retirement you've always envisioned for yourself. And I'd like to give you his phone number if you'd like to get started on that process. Dial 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. On today's show, we're outlining key financial and retirement age milestones. And, you know, Alan, I thought we could look at the age milestones in the 60s. People who are in that decade maybe should mark on their timelines.
Oh, yeah. The 60s has a lot of dates we need to review and think about. So the first decision comes right when you turn 60. And this one's specifically for the widow and widowers, which is at age 60, you have the option to take a widow's pension. Okay, or a survivor's benefit. Now, that may not be your best option, but it may be something to look at, because one of the neat things about a survivor benefit is you can take that benefit and then start yours at 62 if it would be higher, or you can actually stay on the survivor's benefit and let yours keep growing from 62 even up to age 70. So there's some options there. The interesting thing about Social Security, like all of your benefits, they're yours to make the decisions for. So Social Security is not going to tell you when to take the benefit. It's not, nobody can make the decision but you. And a financial professional like myself, I can give you some suggestions and look at some options, but you're the one that needs to make the decision and contact Social Security and let them know these are the choices that you make. So everybody's situation is unique and different, and we need to look at those to make sure that you're making the best choice for you, so that this is something that can affect you and your spouse for many, many years. I like to say that when we get married, we say till death do us part, but it doesn't have to end then, because if you set up your Social Security or your pension or your annuities correctly, then that money can pass on to your spouse and take care of them when you're gone. So it is really, really important that you set things up in the best way possible.
Alan, it sounds like we become eligible to receive Social Security benefits when we turn 62. Is that the best age to start taking your benefits? Or how do you know? How do you begin to help someone decide the right age for them to claim Social Security?
Megan, that is a very, very, very important question. And it's one that definitely shouldn't be taken lightly. And that's where I feel 18, 19 years of experience that I have working with retirees can really help with that. So it's real important to realize that there's the accumulation phase, the preservation, and then the distribution phase in retirement. And they're not all the same. So when you're accumulating funds, you're building money up to potentially help in retirement. You're not really looking at anything more than rate of return. When you get into that preservation and distribution phases, you're really looking about keeping your money and making sure it's going to be there for you. So when we're talking about taking our Social Security at 62, we've got to factor in a lot of different pieces. For example, what are you going to live on if you retire at 62 or even earlier between that age and say 70 if you defer it all the way to when you want to take it to get the maximum benefit? So that's a question. See, we don't all have the luxury of deciding things based on our assets. Maybe we get into a situation where we need to take it early, or that we have bad health, or we have bad health in our family, and we just feel that a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush. We better have it now, or we're worried that something's going to happen to the Social Security system, so we'd rather have it now. So there's so many different moving parts, but I think it always goes back to, what am I going to live on if I'm not living on Social Security? And then it can go a step further. I'm a fan of what's called a fixed indexed annuity, an annuity that gives you the ability to get the gains of the market without any losses. Now, that's based on the claims paying ability of the insurance carrier you choose. So we always use really strong rated carriers. But because I have an insurance license as well as the fiduciary license, I can help people with either insurance products or securities products. I think that's very important when you're talking to a financial advisor. So when we're talking about a fixed indexed annuity, there's a company out there that I'm very fond of, in the sense of I call it my Swiss Army knife. I can use it for a lot of different purposes, but it has increasing income. If the market goes up, your income increases. This is per contract. It's not something you have to purchase. There's no additional cost for it. It's just built into the product that the income will rise when you start drawing that income. So here's the key. Is it better to get your Social Security raise from, say, 62 to 70? So that's what, 8 years? Or is it better to have your income raise the whole time for the rest of your life? And that sometimes becomes a better question. So it depends on what you're willing to look at, what you are looking at to answer that question fully. So I'm going to go back to everybody's situation is unique and individual, and sit down with a qualified financial advisor to figure out what works best for you and your family. And that's something I do each and every day. So I'm really encouraging you to write down this phone number, 913-685-9422. I'm offering you our roundtable retirement process, and this is designed to help you achieve simplicity and more financial security during the second half of your life. It's focused around providing you a five-star planning experience in the five key areas of financial life, which is income, investment, tax, legacy, and healthcare planning. This is at no cost and no obligation. If you pick up the phone and call me, the next 10 callers, 913-685-9422. 913-685-9422.
And we're so glad you're with us today here on the program. This is Retire Right with Alan Becker. I'm Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network, and I'd like to give you that phone number again. If you have questions for Alan, if you'd like to sit down with him, talk about your specific situation, how you can get prepared for retirement, 913-685-9422. His brand new website, make sure you check it out. Go to RetireRightKC.com. That's RetireRightKC.com. Alan, is full retirement age for Social Security, is that the same for everyone?
Oh, I wish it was. It would make my life easier, but no, it is different for a few different age groups. So, you know, full retirement age depends on the year in which you were born. So age 66 is the age people who were born between 1943 and 1954. That's deemed full retirement age 66. For people born after that, the full retirement age gradually increases from 66 in 2 months. And that's for people born between 1955 and 1966, and 10 months for those born in 1959. So it could be 66 in 10 months or 66 in 2 months, depending on when you were born. Again, that was 1955, and then again, those born in 1959 are 66 in 10 months. Full retirement age is 67 for everyone born in 1960 or later. So it does get a little confusing, we understand. But the key is to make sure you understand what happens if you're not full retirement age, which means you have a penalty if you're taking Social Security and working over a certain threshold. So somewhere around $14,000, you make more than that, you lose part of your Social Security if you're not at full retirement age. Also, there's other benefits such as how it affects your spouse when you take Social Security if you're not full retirement age, and what the options are if you're both full retirement age. It's just really confusing and complex for many people. There's just so many working scenarios and rules with it, and you really should find somebody that has a working knowledge of the Social Security system and can help navigate it for you. And I think that it's extremely important that you do that, because many of us are working with people we think are advisors, and really they're just brokers that are worrying about our rate of return, just the investment side of our retirement. They're not talking to us about income. They're not talking to us about tax planning or legacy planning or even healthcare. And healthcare is the next one we're going to talk about, right?
That is true. That is exactly right. So, Alan, as we're looking at these dates and these birth dates most specifically, what age do you become eligible for Medicare?
Medicare, one of my favorite topics. I've been working with Medicare for a good 15 years, and it's, let me clarify, working with good folks like our listeners, helping them navigate through Medicare and understanding it, not working for the government, okay? But Medicare is one of those things that you sign up for at 65, and you it's a good idea to apply for it up to 3 months prior to your birthday. And when you turn 65, your Medicare will start the first of the month in the month you turn 65. So if your birthday is on the 31st of the month, it's your health insurance, your Medicare still starts the first of that month. And it's you have what's called an open enrollment period when you first turn 65, where they cannot ask you any health questions. They can't exclude you from any plans, but you have to navigate the alphabet there. So they have these alphabet plans and they have these alphabet parts to Medicare, which gets a little more confusing, but the simplicity of it is part A is your hospital benefits, part B is your doctor benefits, part D is your prescription drug plan, And then if you want to not take advantage of what's called traditional Medicare, you can go with what's called a Medicare Advantage plan, which falls under Part C of Medicare. And Part C includes A and B and D, but it is a cost-sharing type program where you may have a premium as low as zero, but you have co-pays and deductibles. So there's it can be a bit daunting, but the simple thing is around age 65, you're going to start getting bombarded in your mailbox with tons of information about Medicare supplements. The thing is, they're all the same. Medicare supplements work on alphabet plans, and they're standardized by Medicare. The real thing is price and service and understanding which plans tend to go up in price a lot. So that's where somebody like Retirement Solutions Group can sit down with you and help you navigate through the Medicare arena as well and decide if a Medicare Advantage is more appropriate for you, a Medicare supplement. Ultimately, you make the decision, but we can definitely help make those decisions a little easier by giving you some practical knowledge. Another real important factor about Medicare is you're automatically in Part A if you've worked 10 years or 40 quarters, and it is at no cost. Part B does have a cost. And my experience working with people in retirement is they're looking at their Social Security payment thinking, okay, it's $2,300 a month. Well, it's not $2,300 a month. It's probably more like $2,150 because you have your Medicare Part B premium, which is around $140 a month. They're different for different people based on when you started Medicare, because Medicare typically goes up, but there's a hold harmless rule that says if you're already on Medicare, your Social Security goes up a little bit, Medicare goes up a little bit. They cannot raise your Medicare Part B premium more than what your Social Security was increased. So nowadays, people are paying different amounts. So if you ask a friend who's already on Medicare what they're paying, it may be different than yours. But all this is real important because there's penalties if you wait inappropriately. Just had a guy we were talking to came in, said, yeah, I retired 10 years ago. I had insurance through work. Now I'm trying to get on Medicare and they're charging me 10% a year in penalties, which added up quite a bit. And, you know, we went through the process and made sure that was correct. But bottom line was he should never have stayed on the group insurance. He should have gone to Medicare to avoid that penalty. But he got bad advice 10 years ago from somebody else. So it's just a really good idea to understand what your options are. We do this for you each and every day. So whether it's Medicare, whether it's tax planning, legacy, long-term care, whatever you need help with, pick up the phone and call me. We're going to do a no cost, no obligation consultation. This is our proprietary roundtable retirement review. Call me 913-685-9422.
Throughout retirement, certain ages matter most. Alan talks about the birthdays and half birthdays that people need to pay attention to when they hit their 70s. All that coming up next.
You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network. You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network here with Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group, and they are located very conveniently here for you in Overland Park, right at 435 and Metcalf. I'd like to give you Alan's phone number if you have any questions or if you're ready to sit down and start making that plan for your and start creating that plan for your retirement. Dial him today, 913-685-9422. And Alan has a fantastic website for you. It is brand spanking new. Head on over to retirerightkc.com for more information. Well, we're talking about certain ages that matter most before and during retirement. Alan, what ages should people be paying attention to when they approach their 70s?
Well, Megan, 70s is an important date for two reasons. One, at age 70 is when we have to file for our Social Security if we haven't done so yet. So this is a point where it makes no sense to delay Social Security. Now, up until then, from full retirement age, depending on when your birthday is and when your full retirement is, whether it was 66, 67, or, you know, you can delay all the way to age 70 and get what appears to be an 8% raise in benefits each year you wait. That's called a delayed retirement credit. And if you have the ability to wait till age 70, it could be a great benefit for you, but it not always, but it could be. In other words, there may be ways to get the increase somewhere else and take Social Security a little early, but there is another thing that we all need to worry about, which is the age 70 and a half, which is our IRAs, or individual retirement account. Now, these accounts that we have through our 401ks, our IRAs, whether it's a SEP IRA, simple IRA, 401k, 403b, 457, I mean, all these different numbers. I mean, there's a lot of information here. I get that. When you hit 70 and a half, that's when you have to look at taking your distribution, your required minimum distribution.
We're focused right now on people in their 70s and helping them circle those important age milestones. What's another birthday-based financial decision people in their 70s should be aware of?
Well, it's 70 and a half. I want you to mark that on your calendar. That's when you have to withdraw from your plan, your IRAs. Now, this is what's called a forced distribution. If you don't take a withdrawal that you need to take, it can be a 50% IRS penalty for not withdrawing. This is not a withdrawal that has to be taken from a Roth IRA. It's only one from a traditional IRA, a tax-deferred account, where you've put money in pre-tax and have never paid taxes on that. It will come in as ordinary income. But as we get to 70, we have to look at our IRAs in general and decide, we've worried about income coming into our 60s. We have to look as we get into our 70s of our taxation, our tax-efficient planning. And that's where a IRA could be utilized in our 60s to take a little more than we need to lower our forced distribution over the age of 70 and a half. So when we lose a spouse and we get their IRA as ours, it factors into our forced distribution. That can put us in a situation where we're paying a lot of taxes in retirement. So it's very, very important that you're working with a financial professional who's looking at how taxes are going to affect you in the future. Unfortunately, many companies out there do not address this type of planning, and it leaves for a big concern for you in retirement, and bad tax planning is something that definitely affects a lot of spouses out there. Let's face it, what we're talking about today, Megan, I'm sure people are kind of shaking their heads and spinning. It's a lot of information. And you do not need to write all this down. You don't need to become an expert. What you need to do is find somebody like Retirement Solutions Group. And I have my hand in the air saying, I will do this for you. I want you to come in, call me 913-685-9422. Let's put you through our roundtable retirement review. This is at no cost and no obligation. Just be one of the next 10 callers, and we're going to do this analysis for you. We're going to take care of answering these questions. We have the experience, and we know the dates that are important. So maybe you've jotted down a few of these dates. Maybe your head's spinning. Either way, the first step is getting a customized financial analysis, and let's do that for you. 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. Now, I might add, we are at 435 in Medcalf, just a block off for your convenience, very easy to get to, and we'd really invite you out to sit down for one of these no-cost, no-obligation consultations. 913-685-9422.
And we're so glad to have you with us here for Retire Right with Alan Becker. I want to tell you a little bit about Alan's book. If you haven't checked that out, you can find out more about it on his website at retirerightkc.com. The name of the book is Return on Investment or Reliability of Income, the True Meaning of ROI in the Golden Years. When you visit with Alan, make sure you ask him about that book. And again, his website, go to retirerightkc.com. It's brand new. And Alan, I wondered if you could explain some of the rules for when you take your required minimum distributions. I know there's a lot to know about that.
Yeah, required minimum distributions are exactly that. They're required, and there's a minimum amount you must take. But you can take as much as you want out of your IRA if you're past those limits. So 59 and a half is the first milestone, where if you're over 59 and a half, you can take whatever you want out of your IRA. But let's do some quick math in our heads. If you have $500,000 in your IRA and you take all of it in 1 year, that's going to throw you into a really high tax bracket. $500,000 for a married couple would put you at a 39.6% tax bracket, then throw in state taxes on top of that. Might as well call yourself a 50% tax bracket. You're going to only get $250,000 of that $500,000 if you took it all at 1 year. The reason I say that is because one of the biggest questions I get in retirement or concerns is when you come in from another planner who's not licensed in the insurance world and does not address a lot of these points in retirement that just strictly accumulation advisors, they like to say, well, if you put your money into an annuity, it's not liquid. Well, folks, I'll tell you right now, based on that example, your money's not liquid inside an IRA. It comes in as ordinary income, so you have to distribute it appropriately. So the minimum distribution you utilize is going to the IRS distribution charts, which start at 7.5. And this is going to sound a little interesting, but the government feels that any year you're alive, you're still going to have several years left of life. So no matter how old you get, there's still a chart that goes out a few more years. So whether you're 100 years old, you still have 4 more years to live. If you're 102, you still have 3 more years to live. So there's a chart and it's a divisor. So picture a pizza pie for a second. And that pizza can be cut into 12 slices, 10 slices, or 40 slices. It's still the same size, right? So the size of the pie is the size of your account. But the older you get, the bigger chunk you need to take out, which means the more taxes. The government wants to get all its money out before you pass away, theoretically. So they have this forced distribution that starts at 7.5. Now, when you pass away, there's two things that are real important to understand here. One is that your IRA goes to your spouse with spousal privilege and gives them the ability to take on your IRA as their own and go through the required minimum distributions based on your spouse's age. If it goes to a family member, there's a different chart. So non-spouse, a beneficiary. Then there's a life expectancy chart that starts at age 1 and goes all the way up. And then that pie cutting chart is one that takes and starts a lot younger so that the slices are much smaller and then get bigger over a much larger period of time. That's called a stretch IRA. So there's always a solution, and it's understanding how these charts apply and when you need to take money. One thing that's real neat though is you don't have to take it all from different accounts, meaning if you have 100,000 in 10 different accounts, you don't have to make 10 different withdrawals. You can go to your lowest interest account and pull all of the required distribution of your total IRA base from one account. And that's the balance on December 31st of the previous year. Last thing to say on required minimum distribution is at 7.5, you have to take a distribution. If your birthday is in late July, so let's say August or later, you cannot take a distribution in the year you turn 7.5, but you would have to take 2 distributions in the year you turn 71. So not always the best option, but it is a factor when looking at your required minimum distributions.
Alan, this is really valuable information, but I have to be honest, it's a lot of info. It's a lot to remember.
Oh yeah, but that you don't have to keep track of it. That's what you have me for. My team here at Retirement Solutions Group, we help you with those distributions each and every year, making sure you're not going to get penalties and where to pull from, and help you sit down and decide those answers. So we keep track of that information. That's why I put this team together. So call me, 913-685-9422, 913-685-9422. Let's get your plan put together as soon as possible.
That's right, 913-685-9422. If you'd like to reach out to Alan and start to get that plan in place and let him shoulder some of the burden of remembering all of these details, because he's right, it is a lot. It's a lot to keep track of. So, Alan, what are the tax considerations with required minimum distributions?
The simplicity of the required minimum distribution is it's ordinary income. So you have to look at your Social Security, you have to look at your pension, whatever income you've got coming in. Now, you have money in the stock market and it's not inside an IRA, that's going to have capital gains. But you got to factor all those pieces in, because your forced distribution can throw you into another tax bracket. It happens each and every day, and it's something definitely to watch for. At Retirement Solutions Group, we have trademarked the Roundtable Retirement Process. We'd love to put you through a roundtable review where we're going to address income planning, helping you with the streams of cash flow to determine your lifestyle. We help you stabilize your cash flow for a more confident retirement. This includes pension optimization, Social Security optimization, and portfolio income, helping you with your paycheck and paycheck. We look at investment planning. You've worked your entire life to save enough money for a comfortable retirement. Let us help you make smart investment decisions so your money is going to last a lifetime. This includes personalized portfolio design, where we use a volatility controlled approach and institutional portfolio management. We're going to look at fee transparency, making sure you know what you're paying, what it costs. no hidden charges. We're going to look at tax planning. The government always seems to want to get their fingers into our monies, and we want to help you implement a tax planning strategy to keep their share to a minimum. We're going to look at IRA exit strategies, surviving spouse planning, and tax efficient income planning. We'll also look at legacy planning, where it's important to make sure that any remaining assets you've worked so hard to create go to your beneficiaries instead of to taxes. So we work collaboratively with an estate planning attorney who offices right here in our space. You can use your own estate planning attorney if you choose, but we want to help maximize your estate and income tax planning opportunities, protect any assets in trust, and ensure they are distributed to your beneficiaries probate-free, protect your IRA and qualified accounts from becoming fully taxable to your beneficiaries upon your demise. And finally, healthcare planning. We'll create a plan designed to help you protect against rising healthcare costs such as long-term care and Medicare. So call me today. Let's get you through our roundtable retirement process and do a roundtable retirement review. Call today, 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422.
Well, there are so many financial decisions that you need to make at certain ages, but there are a few wild cards that you need to be aware of. We're going to get into those with Alan coming up next.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Whether you're approaching retirement or already retired, transitioning into retirement can be a daunting thought. Where will you get income? What if the market drops? How should you take Social Security? Join the team from Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments for a discussion about these factors and more. All while Retirement Solutions Group treats you to a complimentary dinner at Rye Restaurant in Leawood. You pick the date, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, June 13th or Thursday, June 15th at Rye Restaurant in Leawood. Reservations are required, so call 913-685-9422 to reserve your seat today. That's 913-685-9422. Seating is limited, so call now to learn more about these events and how you can attend. Retirement Solutions Group, 913-685-9422, or online at retirerightkc.com. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, it's Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network. I'm here with Alan Becker of Retirement Solutions Group. If you're ready to start building that retirement of your dreams, call Alan today at 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. Or check out his brand new website. Go to retirerightkc.com. Today, we're discussing key birthdays and even half birthdays that factor into the retirement equation today. But there are other major ages and milestones that people need to keep in the front of their mind as they're planning for their financial future. Alan, what are some of those milestones that aren't tied to a specific age?
Well, Megan, we've got to look at a lot of dates and understand how they affect us. So I think a good place to start is just looking at Social Security and understanding kind of its history to where it plays into today. So what I'm talking about is life expectancy. If we go back to 1943, the average life expectancy in the United States was 52 and a half. But they came out with a Social Security system that said full retirement age was 65. So here we had a great retirement plan that was designed to help people in retirement, but less than 50% of the population would actually make it to Social Security age. Full retirement age in 1943 was 65. Today, full retirement age is somewhere around 67, depending on when you were born. If you look at the average life expectancy today, a 65-year-old man should expect to live to 84 and a half, where a 65-year-old woman, a little over 86 years old. But if you're married, one of you should make it to 92. So with those statistics, we have a system that's only moved 3 years for full retirement age, but 30 years for average life expectancy. So that's important to factor in. And then you have to look at yourself. What's your health? What's your family's health? How long do you expect to live? Because your planning should all be centered around those ages and dates to make sure that you're planning correctly for retirement, Medicare, Social Security, when you should distribute, how much you should be taking out. because you don't want to run out and you want to make sure that everything is working to the best statistical numbers you can come up with. For example, your life insurance. If you're a fan of term insurance, which is just a form of renting your coverage, but eventually it should expire, a lot of times those policies will expire before we do. So if you have longevity in your family, long life expectancy, you may not want to be pulling a whole lot out of your retirement where it's going to force you to run out, or you might want to evaluate your life insurance to make sure it's not going to expire before you do. So there's just so many concerns that we've got to factor in there. Now, I've been working with life insurance for many, many years. This is an advantage to working with a financial professional that holds both a 65 license to help you with managed portfolios in the stock market and a fiduciary, but also an insurance license, which means I can assist you with helping you figure out if your life insurance is going to be there when you need it, if you can use life insurance as an asset class. But we can also look at health insurance, long-term care, and other very important policies.
Alan, you know, longevity, that's a risk that I know we can't be overlooking as we're planning for retirement. We're all living a lot longer these days. What tools, what strategies even should we be considering to protect ourselves from this type of risk? And how early should we start planning?
You never can start planning too early, but longevity is definitely something we all need to look at. And I think the best way to take care of longevity risk is through an annuity, because you're taking the risk of running out of money and putting that on a A-rated insurance carrier. And they have policies set up to pay you for the rest of your life, even if you run out of money. And I think that is a very, very important thing to consider. Why would you want to risk running out of money if you don't have to? And that's something that we address each and every day here at Retirement Solutions Group. I believe that an indexed annuity with an income rider or a plan that has an income benefit built in, whether that's at cost or not at cost, depending on the product, is something that everybody getting into retirement should be looking at. Now, you can always make money in the market, but it's very difficult to make money in a decreasing asset in a turbulent market. So you should look at a strategy that looks at both fixed index annuities and a managed portfolio so you can get the best of both worlds. Creating and implementing a plan is what I do each and every day with fine folks like yourself. So I want you to pick up the phone, be one of the next 10 callers, and get one of my roundtable retirement reviews established for yourself at no cost, no obligation. This is about the big picture. We want to talk to you about your needs, your wants, and your goals. And then based on that conversation, I'm going to put together a strategy that's developed based wholly on your individual circumstances, something that you and your family can look at and look back to as you make it to and through retirement. So pick up the phone and call me, 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422.
Alan, is there a certain age where it might make the most sense to look at things like long-term care insurance?
Megan, this is very close to me. I personally got long-term care when I was 30 years old. And that was a decision that I made that was centered around the fact that I was in the business. And my father always told me, if you're going to offer something for sale, you should own it yourself. Fortunately, I did get that long-term care policy, because in my own family, we're utilizing that policy for a medical condition right now for somebody in my family that they're going to be needing it for the rest of their life. I believe in long-term care. I believe that over 40% of long-term care policies are actually utilized for people under 65 for things like car accidents, multiple sclerosis, muscular dystrophy, and things like that. So I don't think you can ever be too young to purchase long-term care, but I think most people really look at it when they get somewhere in their 50s or 60s, because they've seen a aging parent or watched a estate get spun down. So that's more of practical experience and realizing that, this is a very expensive situation and maybe I should be looking at it. There are other ways. There's a plan called a Money Guard where you actually get a death benefit, a income benefit, or a long-term care benefit, and it's 100% liquid the whole time. So you're going to use it in one of those three or four different avenues. So there are some very valuable options out there. But if you're not talking to somebody who holds an insurance license and is experienced in this arena, you're probably not getting the answers to those questions.
And Alan, this discussion we're having about long-term care, this is something you mentioned in your book. And if you're just tuning in, Alan is the author of the book, Return on Investment or Reliability of Income, The True Meaning of ROI in the Golden Years. And you touch on this, how important it is, and really that it's something that many of us will end up needing.
I definitely touch on it in the book, and I think it's a very good read, and I hope that you come in and visit with me, because I will sign a copy and give it to you after your first visit. But let me tell you why it's so important to me, Megan. My grandma Dina had taken my whole family to the Naval Station in Chicago for my graduation. She brought the whole family up there as a reward or a privilege for me to see everybody. It was fantastic. But 4 years, 8 months later, when I got out of the Navy, my grandma couldn't speak. She barely recognized me. She had full-blown Alzheimer's. So my last memories of my grandma was not the same woman I remember. Then my wife's mother, she transitioned through John Knox Village. And currently, my grandma, Helen, has been in a nursing home for over 8 years and now has Alzheimer's as well. So we have longevity in my family, but we also have Alzheimer's. And that's something I don't wish on anybody. And I've seen how those family members have gone through thousands of thousands of dollars. Also, somebody close to me in my immediate family is already using long-term care in their young age. So I've seen how it affects people. I know the importance of it. And I think that all of our listeners need to at least explore their options so they can make a educated decision on long-term care and if it's right for them.
Alan, thank you for sharing that really powerful example of just the importance of being prepared for whatever life brings your way. And we're about out of time. We're wrapping things up here for our show this week. Alan, anything else you want to add about all these age milestones that we need to keep in mind?
I think in financial planning in general, it's just important to understand that if you're not going to be on the planet, planning's not that important. But why we plan is because we love our families and we want longevity. We want to be here and we want to enjoy the golden years. And the point of planning and remembering all these different dates is to know that we're doing the right thing, whether we need to play catch up for our 401ks or our IRAs, whether we need to take Social Security now or file for Medicare, take our requirement distributions. All of it is centered around proper retirement planning, which I believe in my firm, we key in on the five areas, which is the income, investment, tax, legacy, and health planning. And we do this through a fiduciary approach where we're focused on your best interest. It's your money and your retirement. And we believe that it just shouldn't be that hard to give you advice that is truly best for you with no conflicts of interest on our end. I know that if you're going to retire someday, if you've put the time in saving your assets and accumulating wealth, you want to be a good steward of your money. You want to take care of your family. So you need to strategize correctly. And that's what all these dates are. So just they remind you of a time when you need to look at this or adjust that. Most of us look at our money and we just look at how much we're making. And I promise you that's 10 or 20% of the big picture. It's about knowing where to draw from, how it's going to work for you. At the end of the day, money has two purposes. You can spend it or you can give it away. You save it till you either spend it or give it away. So you might as well enjoy it or your kids are going to enjoy it with your money. And I think that if you think of it that way, you're going to understand a lot better. You can't take it with you and it doesn't do any good just to save it out of fear. You've got to get it working for you in a plan. And that's what I do each and every day, and I'd love to do it for you. So be one of the next 10 callers. Pick up the phone right now and just simply call me at 913-685-9422. We're going to get you a professional consultation. This is our proprietary roundtable retirement process. This retirement review is at no cost, no obligation. Call my team, get on my calendar, come and see me as soon as you can. 913-685-9422. 913-685-9422.
You've been listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. Any references to protection benefits or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Our firm may be able to identify potential retirement income gaps and may introduce insurance products like annuities as a potential solution. Talk to your financial professional and your tax advisor about how Social Security benefits can fit into a complete retirement income strategy. Financial professionals are able to provide you with information but not guidance or advice related to Social Security benefits. Alan Becker is an investment advisor representative and insurance professional with Retirement Solutions Group. Retirement Solutions Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day, using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
The preceding program was sponsored by Retirement Solutions Group.